USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans worry about inflation, the border crisis, gas and food prices, plummeting 401ks, America's lost energy independence under the Democrat president, President Biden continues to demonize Americans and the GOP with hateful rhetoric on the campaign trail. Energized Republicans are eager to get back into power in Congress, working to break the Democrats' one-party hold in Washington for the past 2 years. It's Election Day in America. The Powerball drawing was delayed Monday, and it's likely that official results won't be known till later today. The Multi-State Lottery Association said in a statement, the record-breaking $1.9 billion Powerball drawing was delayed because a participating lottery had issues processing sales. Tyson Foods' chief financial officer and son of Meat Giants chairman was arrested over the weekend after authorities say he fell asleep in the wrong house. 32-year-old John Tyson was found asleep in a woman's bed at her home in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Sunday morning. The arrest report said he was arrested for criminal trespass and public intoxication. He was released Sunday evening. Subtropical storm Nicole was located about 415 miles east-northeast of the Bahamas. That took place at 1 a.m. Eastern Time Tuesday. It's moving northwest at 7 miles per hour with a maximum sustained winds of 45 miles an hour. It's likely to make a high-impact event along Florida's Atlantic coast with damaging coastal flooding, dangerous winds, and heavy rainfall across the broad region for the next 48 hours. Nerd tears are flowing as G4 announced it is ceasing operations for all distributors starting November 9th. Dave Scott, the CEO of Comcast Spectacor, viewership is low and the network has not achieved sustainable financial results. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Let's get more information on the delayed Powerball lottery. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington.
Is there anything that could unite our divided nation this election day? How about a $2 billion conspiracy?
Because of a technical problem tonight, we are unable to bring you the Powerball drawing at this time. The Powerball lotteries take pride in the strict standards of this game, and our rules require that the drawing be delayed until we can ensure that all game procedures have been successfully completed. As always, the Powerball drawing will be supervised by lottery security and an independent auditing firm that will certify the official drawing results.
What you heard there aired Monday night in place of the Powerball drawing on news stations across America. Powerball says they're working to fix the problem. Hold on to your ticket and stay tuned. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Is there anything worse than hidden fees? Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau explains.
Airbnb says it plans to make prices for rentals clear following a slew of customer complaints. The property rental company will introduce an option next month to display the total cost of properties before taxes, including cleaning and service fees. Users have claimed those additional costs were only visible toward the end of the booking process. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.